T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Penguins schedule is out, Ron, and a couple things jump out. Number one, they open against the Sabres, the Buffalo Sabres here, Thursday, October 3rd.
I just can't get away from your Buffalo
I can't help
fixation.
It. I didn't make the schedule.
I can't. We knew this a couple days ago, that was going to be the opener. And I was sick about it then. I'm sick about it now because we're going to have to listen to you talk about Buffalo.
The Fighting Jason Botterills. And then we have Marc-Andre Fleury coming here on October 19th with
early,
the Vegas Golden Knights.
Early.
We have Philly coming here on October 29th. We have Connor McDavid coming here on November 2nd. That looks like it's a nice little
The Flyers stuff takes on added meaning for me because both Therrien and Mike Yeo are going to be behind the bench. I think it adds a little color to the game, to the rivalry.
It looks to me, Ron, like we have to wait till March 7th for Ovechkin to come to town.
Yeah, and March 20th for the Rangers.
Late That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is it not?
That's a long time.
Do you think teams should play more games in the division?
No, but I don't think you should have to wait till March 20th to see the New York Rangers.
They face each Metro team 4 times, as usual, and each Western Conference opponent twice. I'm reading off the team website right now.
So that means they'd play the Rangers twice the last week of the season here? Is that correct?
I guess.
Yeah. Let me look. The Rangers are here on Friday, March 20th, and then they're here Thursday, April 2nd. That doesn't make sense to me.
7 of their first 9 are at home, which would appear to be good news, Ron, except they weren't a great home team last year.
No, your chance to get off to a fast start. But, you know, the thing is, no matter what, you play 41 at home and 41 away, and they all count as 2.
Yeah, but that is a chance for them to get off, you would think, to a decent start, except Washington, Islanders, Canes, Lightning, Bruins, Canadians all won more home games than them last year. They weren't that's one thing that they need to be again is to sort of reestablish PPG Paints as a place where they're a dominant team, Ron. Maybe they can do that earlier in the year.
And Sullivan is Rutherford has talked about we need to come together quicker and get off to a better start than they did last year.
Do you think Sully will get an extension before this? Do you think he should get one before this?
I will say yes and yes. I'm a Sullivan fan. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's going to be wise enough to adapt and do what he has to do. And I think the Penguins realize that he's a really good coach. And I think they'll reward him. I don't know if it's going to be 5 years, but, I mean, I think he'll get an extension.
What do you think
Maybe
it will be?
Maybe a year or two.
Okay, I could live with that. I don't think it would be smart to give him a long multi-year extension.
I don't think they have to either.
Do you think he'll be in trouble if they get off to a bad start, especially at home?
If he doesn't have an extension and he gets off to a bad start, absolutely. If he gets an extension, he probably buys a little more time.
Man, it seems strange that we're talking about this.
A guy that's just two years removed from
a couple cups. But, I mean, why can't we talk about Sully in that light if we talk about Kessel in that light?
Yep.
Here's a guy who helped him win 2 cups, and now a lot of people don't think twice about, yeah, he'll be gone. You know, 2 cups was 2 cups. But the question is, in hockey it feels like especially, what have you done for me lately, right, Ron?
Especially as a coach. I've said this many times. Coaches get no respect, and that's certainly true in the Penguins. One of my all-time favorite stats was until Dan Bylsma came. When did the Penguins start, 67?
Yeah.
Until Dan Bylsma, no coach had started and finished 4 consecutive years. None. Think about that. I remember talking to Bylsma, like in the 3rd year, he goes, "You're jinxing me." And then he made it. He goes, "Ron, I made it." No coach started and finished 4 consecutive years in the franchise history. The Steelers have had 3 since 69, And they've had none before Bylsma that started and finished 4 years. That's an amazing stat to me.
Sully's got to figure out a way to get his stars back on board, other than Sid, who's always on board. He's got to figure out a way to do that. Whether you think that's fair or not, he's getting paid because he's that guy.
Right. No, I'm with you.
And one of them could be Kessel. What do you think is the key to that, Ron? Him getting Kessel, Letang, Gino. I would say Gino and Kessel more so than Letang to get on board and play the way he wants him to play.
I would include Letang in that too.
Except that he's coming off a generally good season.
Yeah, he is. You're right. I don't know. I think he's flexible as it is, but he's got to maybe be a little more flexible. I don't know. I'm not in the room behind the scenes how he handles these players, but something's got to change.
Is that more on the player or the coach?
I think it's more on the player, but I think the coach has to be included in that as well. If you're asking me more, I'm going to say, you know, the other way, the player, but I think the coach does too.
I think that when he came here, it was a vulnerable team, and I think in some ways it is now. It's a team that should be embarrassed by the way the season ended, and maybe that embarrassment and humiliation getting swept, and there is much shame at getting swept by the Islanders in the first round, by the way. I think that's undeniable. Maybe that helps them become a little more coachable, and maybe it helps them to realize, listen, let's get back on board here. Less calling of our own shots. I think Sid could make a statement by saying, I'm ready to play with Hornquist. Let's start with that. Let's go from there. You know what I mean,
it's,
Ron?
You just said something that was very interesting to me, because it's funny. I had this conversation with Sullivan right the week before the playoffs started, where he talked about how it was a vulnerable team when he took over. You know, Sid and Letang, Malkin, especially Sid and Letang, because they were playing horribly, and they were getting a reputation as coach killers. I mean, you know, Bylsma ended up getting run out. Mike Johnson got run out, and they were looking for a little bit of guidance, a little bit of I don't know what the word. I don't want to say structure, chemistry, culture change, whatever. And he came out, and they listened to him maybe more than they would have otherwise. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
And now, you know, they're losing again. Now they're losing, getting swept. It's a different time. You know, he's got to be able to get them back.
Do you think that the talent is still there to win?
I'm not sure. You know, when Rutherford was on with us, he said he doesn't see this team as being on its downside. He sees none of his players on their downside. I think Hornquist could be on his downside.
Could be.
You know, does Malkin just have a bad year? He's going to be 33. Did he just have a bad year? Maybe. Maybe not, right? Letang's had a whole bunch of injuries. And Kessel has a million miles on him playing all these games. Could they be on the downside? I don't think it's lasting too much longer for those guys.
I think they're talented.
Maybe one more year, but I mean.
Yeah, I think they're talented enough to win. I think it's more even than maybe ever before in the NHL. But certainly talent-wise, I don't see too many teams completely outclassing the Penguins. I think it's a question of other matters that we're talking about, buying in to more of a structure, things like that, that matter most for this team. And I think the Bruins showed that a core of 30-somethings, if you build right around it, can make a legit run at the Cup, that it's not too old. Even though it's a young man's game, it is. And the Penguins, by the way, have some younger talent, Ron.
Gensel.
Up and down the
Gensel
roster.
Gensel and Murray.
McCann.
Jump out at me. Yeah.
Pettersson.
Yeah.
Dumoulin's, what's he, 27?
Nah, he's not old. No, you're right.
So I think that's sort of the untold story, is that there's still sort of a second wave of younger guys. We'll see what Cahoon brings to the table. How old is he, 23? 24
yeah,
years
just,
old?
He was a rookie last year. Yeah.
Rust is still a young guy. I don't know, Ron. It's going to be, they remain a fascinating story in the offseason. For Rutherford to come out as boldly as he did after the year and basically
he promised changes.
His players.
He promised changes. And so far, all it's been is Olimata. Now,
that's
hey,
right.
What is it, June 25th? right?
Yep.
What's the date on that opening game? October 4th. They got a long way to go. We'll see.
Ron.
Who do they play on that opener again?
Jason Botterill and the Buffalo Sabres, the last I checked. And they should be a
You'll
pretty
be on
interesting
hand for
team.
That. You wouldn't yes. miss it, would you?
No, I wouldn't miss that for the world. Ron, at the top of the hour. That's right. The Buffalo Sabres. Will you take a trip with me into a mailbag that includes questions on this Pitt football recruiting class, on whether the Pirates are a contender, Neil Diamond, Johnny Cash, Jesus Shuttlesworth is included in this mailbag, Ron?
No, I don't know Jesus Shuttlesworth.
He Got Game, one of the great basketball movies of all time.
Don't remember it.
That's okay. Can I take you there?
I love the journeys through your mailbag. You know that. You don't have to ask.
We're headed there next on Cookin' Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.